You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to How Stuff Works Now. I'm your host, Lauren Vogelbaum, a researcher and writer here at How Stuff Works. Every week, I'm bringing you three stories from our team about the weird and wondrous advances we've seen in science, technology, and culture. Except when I don't. This week, we've got just one story for you, but it's a longer one, so don't worry if you're driving, you've still got about the same amount of time before you have to fiddle with your phone again. This one is from staff writer and editor Joe McCormick, who's also the co-host of a compatriot podcast of ours, Stuff to Blow Your Mind. Joe wanted to know how and what happens when a human swallows a leech, which is a thing that happens more often than you'd like to think, which, to be fair, is more often than never. So come along as Joe explores the historical and modern cases of leech endoparasitism.
Here's what happens when you swallow a leech. In 1895, Surgeon Lieutenant T.A. Granger of the British Indian Army wrote a letter to the British Medical Journal to report a stomach-turning case of parasite infestation he encountered at his colonial outpost. While working at a fort in the northwest provinces of India, Granger received a letter from an officer asking for his help with an unusual medical complaint. According to the note, a local man had a leech attached to the inside of his throat. At first, Granger assumed it couldn't be true. Nevertheless, he agreed to see the patient. The person he encountered was, by Granger's account, an elderly Pashtun man with a gray beard. When Granger came within sight, the old man immediately spat out a heavy mouthful of thick, blackened blood, presumably to demonstrate that his complaint was real. With the help of interpreters, Granger questioned the man to learn about his condition. According to his story, 11 days previous, the old man had been drinking out of a rainwater tank when he suddenly felt something catch in his throat. When he tried to cough it up, he couldn't. Then, the thing caught in his throat began to move. He had difficulty swallowing and felt like he was going to choke on the writhing obstruction. It caused him to vomit and to spit up blood repeatedly. When Granger first looked inside the old man's throat, he was able to remove a clot of blood, but couldn't see any parasite. If it was there, it had to be deeper. So the surgeon lieutenant produced a pair of polypus forceps, essentially very long tweezers with scissor handles, and reached into the hidden depths of the man's lower pharynx near the esophagus. There, he detected the presence of an object, and through the metal of his instrument, Granger could feel it moving. With the tips of the forceps, he grabbed hold of the squirming object and with considerable force pulled it out. Indeed, it was a leech, between 2.5 and 3 inches, or about 6.5 to 7.5 centimeters long, with a body shaped like the 303-inch ammunition the British infantry used in their Lee Metford rifles. A slimy, writhing rifle cartridge, engorged with human blood, had been living in this man's throat for 11 days. Granger's letter to the BMJ doesn't go on to report what happened to the old man, but after an experience like this, one would at least hope the worst moment in the man's life was behind him. When it comes to leeches in the throat, Granger's report is not an isolated incident. Granger himself heard stories of other cases like this in neighboring towns, and this phenomenon is by no means limited to 19th century India. Getting a leech attached to the inside of a body cavity is common enough that there are special medicalized terminologies for it, such as leech endoparasitism or internal hirudoniasis. These are phrases most of us would probably rather not have in our vocabulary, but even today, in the 21st century, people still show up at hospitals around the world with leeches stuck inside their throats. Strictly speaking, the leech is a worm, phylum Annelida, subclass Hirudinea, from which we get the word hirudoniasis, which refers to the condition of being parasitized by a leech. Leeches have segmented bodies, imagine rings like an earthworm, and suckers at both ends, one large sucker at the rear of the body used for crawling and leverage, and a smaller sucker at the front containing the jaws and the mouth. Not all leeches are blood drinkers. Some scavenge for detritus, some are predatory hunters, but the leech we know best is that vampiric parasite that clamps onto the larger host and steadily drains all the blood it can, often until the leech's body is swollen to around 10 times its original size. In the wild, leeches drink from all manner of hosts, mammals, fish, and amphibians. When a leech bites, it makes a Y-shaped incision in the skin with 3 curved jaws covered in serrated teeth like tiny circular saws, and then extracts blood with a muscular sucking action. The saliva of the leech is known to contain a cocktail of chemicals to ease the process, including hirudin, a polypeptide that prevents blood from clotting. Leeches are classically known as external parasites, drawing their liquid diet through the outer skin of the host, but given the opportunity, they will feed from internal surfaces as well, such as the nasopharynx, larynx, vagina, bladder, and anus. Humans have an unusual relationship with leeches that's perhaps unique among all the world's parasites. The use of leeches is pervasive throughout the history of medicine, even giving the European medical leech, Hirudo medicinalis, its modern name. In some historical periods, they were so commonly used as instruments of bloodletting that collecting wild leeches was a solid money-making operation. Rural leech gatherers would wade bare-legged through the scum of stagnant ponds, hoping when they emerged on the other side to see patterns of glistening green-black annelids sucking from their ankles and calves. In his 1807 poem, Resolution and Independence, the English romantic poet William Wordsworth writes about his encounter with this brand of leech harvester. Quote, "He told that to these waters he had come to gather leeches, being old and poor, employment hazardous and wearisome, and he had many hardships to endure. From pond to pond he roamed, from moor to moor, housing, with God's good help, by choice or chance, and in this way he gained an honest maintenance." Assuming you find the idea of being sucked by a leech somewhat disgusting, and assuming you find the idea of being sucked by a leech on the inside of your body even more disgusting, you might find it odd that the human taste for therapeutic parasitism doesn't stop at the outer skin. During the leech craze, leeching enthusiasts opened many of their bodily orifices and internal cavities to the prized worms, with the help of some ingenious medical technology. In a 2011 article on the technological history of leeching, Robert G.W. Kirk and Neil Pemberton write that, quote, "The opening of the interior of the body often required the physical alteration of the leech, for example, the attachment of thread to prevent the loss of the leech within, or the supplementation of the leech with mechanical tools to enable the passage of the creature into locations such as the anus, where it was now recommended as a means to treat problematic prostates." There are even a few limited ways in which leeches have proven useful, though perhaps still controversial, in the science-based medicine of recent decades, such as to ensure veins are working properly and aren't overfilled or distending after microsurgery. Here and there, you can still encounter reports in medical journals of rare cases of accidental internal hirudiniasis, including leeches in the throat. In 2002, a group of doctors reported in the journal Pediatric Pulmonology the case of a 6-year-old boy in Syria who was brought to the emergency room because he couldn't breathe. His mother reported that he'd been coughing up blood, and that a month ago a village doctor had diagnosed the boy with asthma and prescribed corticosteroids and bronchodilators. This turned out to be a misdiagnosis. The doctors were able to remove a 7-centimeter or nearly 3-inch leech from the boy's airway through surgery, and subsequently discovered that the child had been drinking from a leech-infested stream in rural northern Syria. After the leech was removed, the boy's symptoms disappeared. In 2009, another group reported in the European Journal of Pediatrics the case of an 11-year-old boy in central Iran who presented at a rural healthcare center with blood in his mouth and a sore throat that had lasted for 2 weeks. The boy had been given antibiotics for his sore throat and the problem did not respond. Inspection of his mouth revealed a black circular blob about 2 centimeters by 3 centimeters, or about 0.8 by 1.2 inches, stuck to the back of his throat, with blood oozing all around it. Doctors applied lidocaine spray, a topical painkiller, and then pulled the leech out with blunt forceps. Questioning revealed the boy had been swimming in a lake near his village. After the leech was removed, blood continued to ooze out of the wound for about an hour, but otherwise the boy was all right. In 2013, a doctor named Demeke Mekonnen published an article in the Ethiopian Journal of Health Science, relaying the case of a 7-year-old boy in Ethiopia who presented with blood-stained saliva and shortness of breath. At his home, someone had tried to treat him with a traditional medicine made of tobacco leaves and flaxseed, to no effect. In the report, Mekonnen indicates that the boy had contact with an unprotected source of spring water that was also used for watering animals. Laryngoscopy showed some kind of foreign body at the top of the trachea. The child was put under general anesthesia, and the leech was removed with forceps. After the extraction, the boy seemed to have a full recovery. Laryngeal and pharyngeal leech infestations are rare these days, especially in developed countries with access to clean water, but it can still happen. Possible symptoms of a leech in the throat are difficulty swallowing, sore throat, vomiting blood, coughing up blood, a sense of having a foreign body in the throat, melena, meaning dark, sticky feces indicating the swallowing of blood, a feeling of suffocation or shortness of breath, and harsh or raspy breathing. If you think you've got a leech in your throat right now, don't panic. Just see a doctor as soon as you can. As you may have gathered from the cases we just mentioned, pharyngeal or even laryngeal hirudiniasis is not necessarily a death sentence, though it can be dangerous if the parasite obstructs any part of the airway. If the doctor knows what to look for and has a pair of blunt forceps on hand, chances are good that you'll be all right. But of course, the best case scenario is to avoid the problem entirely. So, don't drink dirty water, and don't swim in the water where the leeches live.
That's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Further thanks to our audio producer, Dylan Fagan, and our editorial liaison, Allison Loudermilk. Subscribe to Now for more of the latest science news, and send us links to anything you'd like to hear us cover, plus a tattoo artist whose work you dig. As always, you can send us an email at nowpodcast@howstuffworks.com, and for lots more stories like these, head on over to our home planet, now.howstuffworks.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.